Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now it's time to say goodbye to Little Pip. For those of you who may not know, the New York Times City Room blog set a camera to film the ledge of NYU President John Sexton's office, where last month a pair of red-tailed hawks nested and hatched a young hawk. The baby's name is Pip, and any day now, she will leave her parents. Emily Rube, senior producer at the Metro Desk at the Times, has been monitoring the hawk cam, and she joins me now, along with Tim Gallagher, editor of Living Bird magazine at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and author of Falcon Fever, A Falconer in the 21st Century. Emily, Tim, thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me.
Great to be here.
First, Emily, where do things stand? Pip hasn't quite flown the coop yet, right?
Right. No, she is standing on the edge of the nest, making people very nervous. And she's also practicing her what's called jump flapping, where she stands and flaps her wings aggressively and gets airborne just for a second and then comes right back down. So she's getting ready.
And listeners, if you want to see the hawk cam, we have a link right on our show page. You can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show and see what Emily Rube is just describing. But Tim, Pip won't just leave, never to return, right? There's a process for a young hawk leaving the nest?
Yeah, I'm sure the bird will hang around for, you know, at least 3 weeks or so right in the general vicinity of the nest, and it might even stay with its parents for, you know, a month and a half or two. So there's a good chance we'll probably be able to see this bird during the rest of the summer.
It's like humans when they grow up, they go to college, and they come home for the summer after freshman year. After that, maybe not so much.
Right. Hopefully.
And this is it depends on your point of view, right? Depends on your relationship. This is a vulnerable time for young Pip, right, Tim? There's a chance she won't survive.
Yeah, that's very true. This is their most vulnerable time, I think, is right at fledging. And especially with this bird, it's right in a city, you know, and it could be difficult. We had, there was a bird, some birds nested at Ithaca College last summer. And, you know, one of them got electrocuted by a power line, one of the young, shortly after fledging. And, you know, so there's all kinds of things that can happen.
All right, listeners, if you have been obsessively following the hawk cam, we have a few minutes for your phone calls. Call right in. You'll get right on. What are you feeling as Pip prepares to leave? Did you get all drawn into this drama and you're about to cry as if it was your own baby leaving the nest? Or maybe you have a hawk behavior question for Tim Gallagher, editor of Living Bird. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And Emily, you've been running this hawk cam for more than a month. It has thousands of followers. Have you been surprised by the popularity of the camera?
Incredibly. There's a chat room on the live stream page where the video is streaming, and the community that's been built around this webcam has been astounding. And actually what's really interesting is now that Pip is getting ready to leave the nest, people are actually getting out and meeting each other in person, and there have been regular meetups in the park on Sunday mornings, and people are sort of staging unofficial Pip patrol in the park, getting ready for her to fledge.
This is in Washington Square Park?
In Washington Square Park.
And they can look up and see the nest?
That's right.
Is there effort by hawk cam viewers to continue to monitor their subject after she leaves?
Yes, there is discussion about moving the chat room elsewhere. There is a Hawk Lovers Anonymous Facebook community that has sprung up, and I imagine that will be active even after the camera is turned off.
And Tim, on the risks, Pip could get electrocuted, could starve, could collide with a vehicle, could become injured.
Yeah, a building or, you know. And a lot of these birds, actually, shooting is a great risk outside of the cities. I wouldn't think it would be in New York City, but
people hawk hunt.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely illegal, but it's always been somewhat of a problem for these birds. And the juvenile birds like this one in their first year, they tend to be pretty approachable and tame. You can almost, like, walk right underneath them on a telephone pole. And after they survive their first year, they become much more wary and much more likely to survive for several years.
So which is a more dangerous environment for a newly grown hawk, New York City or the country?
Well, that's difficult to say. You know, the city has its own particular problems. There's actually a lot of game out in those parks, things like squirrels and rats and things, but no one's going to shoot them. And you have these people this group who are watching them. So if anything does happen to that bird, there's a good chance it'll end up with a rehabber, you know. So whereas out in the wild, they just basically die and no one knows about it, you know.
Let's get some callers in. Colin in Washington Square, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I actually live on the square. I was the person who named the hawks. I work for NYU.
Now we had the segment with Emily where, Emily, you were looking for, you had a contest going, right?
Yes.
People submitted names for Pip. And Colin, it was your name. You're the one who came up with Pip.
Oh, no, I named the parents.
Oh,
Bobby,
you named the parents.
Violet.
You named the parents.
Yeah.
Bobby and Violet.
Yeah,
right.
I work for NYU, and I've been watching them on the square. I live across the street.
Okay, that's great. What do you want to add?
I'm just calling to say that I'm very optimistic. I think that, you know, there was a lot of anxiety whether any of them would be born. This is the first year that they've had the nest. And while we worry about Pip and what will happen to her, you know, I think there's reason to think they'll come back and have the nest again next year because it was successful. And this could be a thing like on Fifth Avenue. I mean, those, you know, Pale Mail's been there since the 90s. And imagine if Bobby and Violet are here, you know, for a decade or 15 years raising more babies. So I'm very excited. I'm optimistic. I'm often in my apartment right now. I'm looking out the window with binoculars just watching Pip on the ledge.
Colin, thank you very much. So Bobby and Violet, Tim, are going to hang around for years?
Well, it's possible. You know, like you said, they're successful. And, you know, Manhattan already has more nesting peregrine falcons than anywhere else, you know, a higher concentration, which is pretty amazing. And, you know, now that red tails are moving in like this, they could, as long as there's a good enough open place for them to hunt and a good building to nest on. Yeah, there's no reason.
Give up the view.
Yeah, Emily.
Right.
Emily, there may be more eggs, more babies for your Hawkam viewers to watch.
Oh, that would be terrific.
By the way, the name, Pip, when you were on last, the contest was in full swing. We thought one of our listeners had the best name with Wee Hawken.
if only she was in New Jersey.
Anne in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, Brian. My husband and I have been totally obsessed with this since March or whenever it was that Violet laid the eggs. And Pip has become a virtual pet to us. At this point, just before fledging, I have a small computer that I actually leave on all night. So when I wake up, I can see if he's in the nest sleeping or if Violet is with him. It's a form of temporary insanity, but we're very, very into this.
Thank you very much. And Claudia on the Upper West Side, you've been watching too?
I have. Oh, it's so exciting. I've never been this close to wildlife from the comfort of my apartment. And we're all just so emotional about it. We love her. We wish her all the best, and we hope that she's going to get to a safe spot. And I'm going to miss everyone in the room, and I've got to meet the people down in the park. It's just been amazing.
Are you in the chat room?
I'm in the chat room, yes.
Oh, terrific.
Claudia, thank you. So, Tim, is this obsession with this Hawkam going to increase support for ornithology in general?
Oh, it probably will. You know, it's funny, there are a lot of these Hawkams all over the country, and it's amazing how many people watch them. You know, it's really great.
Oh, Emily, whatever happened with Violet's leg? When you were on last, the big controversy was the tag that that scientists put on her leg to follow her had seemed to cause some kind of leg problem. Is that resolved?
Well, we discovered that she was tagged in 2006 near the Delaware Water Gap, so she's had this for a while. And if the tag had been the cause of her leg problem, she would have died by now. But she's been living with this, and it could be a residual injury, right, sort of like an old sports injury that was inflamed when she was brooding.
Folks, you can see, and I have to jump in because we're out of time, you can see the Hawk Cam through a link on our page. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Emily Rube, senior producer at the Metro Desk at the Times. Tim Gallagher, editor of Living Bird magazine at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.